Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Belmont basketball coach Rick Bird joins us now. You can get them on Twitter at BelmontMBB. And Coach Bird, two games in. What do you think about your team?
Oh, gosh, that's that doesn't take too long of an answer.
Loaded question, right, Coach?
I like a lot of what I've seen about our team. I think when you start three freshmen, there's a lot of big question marks. And I think their performance, those three guys, have been more than we could have expected from them. So that's a plus. Three freshmen also bring a lot of uncertainty and not exactly doing things the way you want them done. But right now I'll take the energy and effort, and we'll try to get the other stuff figured out.
What was the key to being able to pull away last night? Belmont, for those that don't know, beat Middle Tennessee 92-73.
Yeah, we were down 8 at halftime and giving up 54 points. So the biggest thing was simply just an increased level of effort, and playing defensively with purpose. It doesn't take a whole lot of difference in being just sort of we were reactionary to them in the first half, and then I thought we did more dictating in the second half. Nick's is doing a great job with his team. They've if Kermit Davis was still here, they'd have an awful lot of new players this year and be rebuilding, and really impressed with the job he's doing down there.
So as you explained to us kind of what was going on at halftime, was that the kind of the speech and the tone with which you delivered that speech at halftime?
You know, I think there's a lot of people think that when you haven't played well and the coach is going to get in there, and I've certainly had my moments over the years, but you've also got about, we usually have 7-8 minutes of staff discussion about things, and by the time you get into the locker room, then you should be a little bit more composed. I have gone straight from the floor to the locker room, and those are usually not good decisions by me, and not very welcomed by the players. But the first thing I said when I walked in there last night is it's a 40-minute game, not a 20-minute game. So let's just play every possession as good as we can play it, and we'll see how it turns out. And they did play with greater effort, and we went on a 16-0 run start second half.
Coach, you guys had 21 assists last night. Are you one of these guys that, against a certain opponent, if you say, if we get this many of this or this many defensive rebounds or this many assists, I feel like we'll win the game tonight? Do you ever do benchmarks like that
for
your team?
Not at all.
No?
And probably less than anybody. I hear that kind of thing. You know, anytime you're watching a game of any kind, it seems like they've got that kind of analytic. When you do this, you do well. Anything you do better than, you know, then you increase your chances of winning, I think. It tells you that our guys are sharing the ball well.
Sure.
I think more than anything else. And this team has a chance to be the best passing team we've ever had, mainly because the two freshman post players we have, Caleb Hollander and Nick Musinski, are both exceptional passers. And you sometimes your post players, you don't want them even think about passing the ball.
Was there a time in your career that you would have cringed to have to count on so many freshmen? maybe now.
I think.
Yeah, I was going to say coming in.
I think at the level where we are now, that I would have thought we can't be successful trying to beat the people that we're playing. You also have to remember, or people don't know, but these guys are all redshirt freshmen.
Right.
Two of them because of injury, one chose to redshirt. And so a second-year college player, even if he hasn't been able to play in games, He's got a lot better chance to be ready to play than a first-year freshman would be. So there's an advantage there. And so I call him, just say freshman, so people think I'm doing a lot better coaching job than I actually am.
You got Lipscomb up next. That's always a fun matchup. They're off to a good start, and they just beat TSU, which is two of your former players coaching against each other, and now you again coach against a former player and assistant coach.
And how about the first game Lipscomb played? They played against Swanee, and Mick Hedgepeth is a former Belmont player, so their head coach. So that's a pretty crazy thing. It was – I watched some of it live because they played in the afternoon the other day, and then, of course, watched some of it trying to get ready for Lipscomb. And it was fun. It was fun to see that. Two different kind of guys, both of them really hard workers, and both of them love the game of basketball. And, you know, it's just it's just a proud moment, actually.
Tell me about Grayson Murphy from Independence High School, 15 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. What does he bring to the table for you?
He had a double-double the first night, points and, I guess, assists and almost rebounds, almost had a triple-double. He probably brings more energy to a team than maybe any player I've ever coached. He only knows one speed. Gets him in trouble sometimes, but it does us a lot more good than it does bad. He plays so hard. He's so competitive. The way that he plays is such a positive influence on the rest of our team. And I think it's, you know, I've heard a lot of comments. Of course, when you score 100 and then you score 92, people are going to say your team's fun to watch. But I think the pace with which he plays and the effort he brings is why people are saying that our team's fun to watch. So he's gonna be an awfully good one for the next 3 years and 28 games or however many are left. He's good.
Not that you're counting.
We always enjoy checking in with you. We would like to sit in there during one half of the speech.
One of the ones where you go straight to the locker room.
We want
the hard stuff, Coach.
We'll pick the game.
You could get hit by some debris if you did that.
Rick Bird, 2-0 with the early start. And then you've got the Lipscomb game coming up, Battle of the Boulevard on Thursday, 6:30 at Lipscomb. Thank you, Coach. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Same here. Thank you all.